Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lee Dukes is here, ladies and gentlemen. Lee is the new friend. He's a member of a company we've known for a long time, the Principal Organization. He's the president of Principal Wellness Company, which is a subsidiary. I'll say that in a minute. Subsidiary of Principal Financial Group. And he's here to talk to us about a topic that we've been talking about with Principal for over 11 years now, and that's the concept of wellness and health as a way to not only lower healthcare costs, but also do the right thing for your employees. Lee Dukes, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success you guys have had helping companies to see the benefits of wellness. Talk to us about what you guys do there.
Well, Principal Wellness is committed to helping employer and employees work together to create a healthy, high-performing workplace. We bring a lot of the skills, the tools, the experiences to empower them to do the things that oftentimes intuitively they already know they should be doing.
Right. And you give them tools, but also one of the things you've been doing, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about that, is you've been doing the research to prove, to show the progress companies have made and how this actually is working. It's not just a theory, it's really working.
Absolutely. On a sort of a global scale, Principal every quarter surveys employers with and employees of those employers with 10 to 1,000 employees. We're really looking at the small to mid-market with a microscope, and we're finding a very definite trend that employers are becoming more involved with promoting well-being for their employees. We're also looking at the employees and now even more so at family members, especially spouses, to see what's happening with them. And we're finding that there is a definite trend that people who are engaged, who do take responsibility for taking care of themselves, are experiencing not only lower health care costs, but also a better satisfaction with their workplace.
What did you in this survey, what did people tell you about the wellness programs that are available to them?
Well, they're believing that they're working. If you look back 10 years, and I've been in corporate wellness now for about 33 years, up until a few years ago, there was a great deal of skepticism. But people are understanding now, employees and employers are understanding that it does make sense. In our most recent survey, 62% of the workers, and this is the workers, not necessarily the employers, but 62% of the workers believe that workplace wellness activities do make a difference in their lives and do help them reduce their health risk.
Well, and one of the reasons that there are things that the companies can do that they might not think about. I mean, one of the things you identify five areas that five benefits that companies can provide for their employees that might be the kind of thing that we might overlook.
Yeah, there's some things that are very simple. Oftentimes, small employers tend to think of wellness as being outside their reach, and oftentimes many small employers are fully insured in their health plan, so they're in a pool, and they may assume that by keeping a healthier workforce, it really isn't going to directly impact their bottom line. But with a small employer, especially those that have a close-knit culture where there is a sense of family almost about the workplace, mm-hmm. they recognize that just showing up work is not enough. Now, that's a start. You want to be healthy enough to be able to show up every day.
Right.
But when you do show up, to be able to perform at a high level throughout the day, all the way through the day, both physically and mentally, and then to feel good about the job and to feel good about their employer, and then to look forward to showing up again the next day to start all over. Some simple things that employers can do is to create an atmosphere, an environment that promotes healthy lifestyles. It may be something as simple as making fruit available for purchase. Some employers even put fruit out to give it away, just to get people thinking about it,
right,
to encourage their workers to not smoke and to move to a smoke-free workplace.
And these are giving them other choices that are healthier than maybe some of the choices not only put in a snack vending machine, but a fruit vending machine or something like that. As you say, just put it out there.
Yeah, and choices is critical. I'm glad you used that word because sometimes people think wellness.
That's one of my challenges, Lee. I'm trying to work on. I'm really trying to work on better choices. You know, an apple over a cookie. You know, it's hard. It's tough competition, but I'm working on it.
Well, you know, if you want to just think about it statistically, if 5 days a week you're in a habit of having a cookie for a snack, if one day a week you replace it with fruit, you've made a 20% improvement.
Or it would be a big improvement if I just ate one cookie too, Lee.
So, see, now, you're illustrating something, Jim, that's really critical to wellness. Most people know what they need to do. It's not rocket science, so we're not trying to deliver a magic message that's going to change the world. It's just getting people to do things they already know that they should do.
Right, exactly. So give them options. Give them some other choices. What are some other things they can do?
Create policies in the workplace that promote good health. For example, if your workplace is not smoke-free, make it smoke-free. At least that's going to encourage a few people to quit. I was working with an employer a couple of years ago, and I had an employee to come up to me after this company had gone smoke-free. And I knew this guy was a smoker, and I thought he was just going to be mad. But he said, you know, Lee, I was a little upset at first that we went smoke-free, but I'm glad we did. I've been thinking about quitting for years. This was the one thing that helped me get there. So
well, and you bake it into the culture. I mean, the culture can be about being healthy and sustainable, or it can be about nobody cares, and the culture will assume the attitude of the people. And if you can turn that around, once it gets to the tipping point toward wellness, it's, you know, you're home free after that.
That's correct. And culture has a much stronger impact on our lives than we realize. Even in the workplace, we tend to think of things as sort of being black and white, but it's not. We live in a world of many shades of gray. And one little thing, two little things add up that maybe somebody says or somebody does, it has an impact on you may not even realize.
Well, for example, if the boss smokes, you know, that's going to be tough to get that culture out of the building. You know, you got to maybe the boss should think about, you know, being an example. And another thing here, Lee, is you know, there's so many elements to this. Not only is it the right thing to do, not only is it important to get people to be able to show up for work for their own well-being, their own livelihood, but small business owners put a lot, we invest a lot in key employees, and we want them to live a long and happy life and enjoy their recognition and what they've earned at the business. And that means we want them to live a long time, and wellness contributes to that. Hold on to that thought, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lee Dukes is with the Principal Wellness Company, part of the Principal Financial Group. When we come back, I want to talk about if companies ever worry that they might be invading privacy talking about these things, about wellness. We'll do that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.